Ipswich.
Where are they going?
Goodbye.
And what's coming back?
I'd package up all seven Ruckman and ship them off.
Tradies, it's time to cut the cord with the new 18-volt bi-turbo brushless range from Bosch. And up to 2,000 watts of corded equivalent power. This is Triple M Footy's Trade Tracker Podcast with Joey Montagna and Jay Clark.
Yes, welcome to Triple M Footy's Trade Tracker. Thanks to Bosch Power Tools, I'm Jay Clark and I'm with the 287-game, two-time All-Australian, St Kilda superstar. He was phenomenal on both sides of his body. Of course, I speak of Lee Montagna, and he loves the trade space. How are you, Joey?
G'day, Jay-Z. I don't love the trade space as much as you, mate. This is where you come into your own. You're flat out on the phones. It's very hard to get a hold of you, but I know you've got your ear to the ground, and you are across everything.
It's a very busy time, mate. They call it the silly season for a good reason. I want to ask you about the Bulldogs straight off the top. They're a team, made the grand final, of course, but there are a couple of headaches with this list, Joey, and I want to get your thoughts because we're curious about the ruck and what the situation is there, but also in key defence. They were the second worst ranked defensive combination aerially, according to Champion Data, of course, last year. Now, they've just gone and lost Lewis Young to Carlton, an emerging up-and-coming key defender, but it looks as if they're going to pull off a trade or a free agency move for Hawthorn's Tim O'Brien. So in a nutshell, out Lewis Young, in Tim O'Brien. Is this an upgrade or a downgrade, Joey?
No, upgrade for the Western Bulldogs. Oh, look, Lewis Young, let's be fair, we know he's young and he's still got some upside, but he's a fringe player at the moment and we haven't really seen him be able to play and hold down a key position post. But Tim O'Brien, I mean, we know he's been in the system a long time and he's hasn't quite made it and established himself as a forward at the Hawks. But when he has played in defence and did a fair bit of this season at Hawthorn, I think he's a terrific intercept defender. I think he's got great size. He can read the footy really well. We know he knows how to take a mark. And I think while you're in the premiership window, his age is irrelevant. I know he's 27, but he's still got some upside in defence. I think it's a really good get for the Western Bulldogs. And I think if that is the case and they lose Lewis Young and get Tim O'Brien, it's a win for the Doggies.
It looks like they're going to stick with Stephen Martin for one more year. That means they got Tim English, who you just feel like their trust and their faith in this man is softening a little bit. We saw him play a lot of key forward. Do you think they need another first-rate ruckman such as Peter Laddams, perhaps, or do they back in Tim English? How do you rate this man?
Well, look, I think Tim English has still got some upside. Look, I know that Luke Beveridge has lost faith in him over the last couple of seasons and it's up for them. If they don't think he's up to the task and can get the job done for them to win a flag, then maybe they should be aggressive. And if that's the case, put Tim English up for trade and go and get a ruckman that you have more faith in. But for me, I think Tim English, give him another preseason. I think if Lewis Young goes, they'll convince Jordan Sweet to stay. He's also a young ruckman that has shown he's got some talent. He's got some upside. You've got Stephen Martin there as an insurance policy. They've been able to get to a grand final without an elite ruckman. Go to work with those guys that you've got. You know, they've been able to do it in the past and see if they can get better. But if they want to go and get an A-grade ruckman, well, they need to get creative and aggressive at the trade table.
The Bulldogs spine, it's certainly going to be a big point of intrigue over the trade period over the next 2 weeks. Now we move on. There is a deal done, thank goodness. It is a pick swap between Gold Coast and Collingwood. Essentially, Collingwood load up on draft picks this year from Gold Coast. Of course, that includes pick 22 and then the Pies ship out picks. So Gold Coast will be load up on Collingwood's picks for next year. In a nutshell, this helps Collingwood land Nick Dacos, Joey, who has been compared to Sam Walsh last year in terms of his capacity to hit the ground running. Of course, you keep an eye on the draft. What do you make of a Nick Dacos? So I expect him to make a very big impact for that Collingwood midfield from very early next season.
Yeah, look, we know Nick Dacos is an elite and he's a star as a junior, but I think in a nutshell, it leaves Collingwood a bit bare with who they're going to bring in regards to young talent. So yes, they get Dacos. They'll be able to get Lipinski and Kruger, who have been fringe players at other clubs, and that's about it. They're going to have to take two other kids late in the draft. So basically the bottom end who no one else has taken. And they've given up their second and third round draft picks for season 2022. So if they're still in this rebuild mode and they're trying to acquire elite young talent, yes, they're getting one and they're getting a beauty, but he's going to have to be everything that has been spoken about him because they're not going to be able to bring in any other elite talent in the first couple of rounds except for their first round pick next year. Still question marks on how good their current crop of youngsters are. It's a win for Collingwood, but I think they've still got a fair bit of work to do in this rebuild.
the Pies being absolutely made to pay for that pick swap with GWS last year. It ends up being pick two, which goes out the window. So the Pies, 22, 46, 58 and 79, and future fourth round picks. They're all points that will help get them Nick Dacos for next year. Now, Jordan Clark, the tug of war between Fremantle and Geelong is certainly on in earnest. And as we mentioned on Dead Set Legends for about a week now, the Cats are keen on something better than Fremantle's second round pick. It's 27 at the moment. So Fremantle has pick six and will end up with pick eight, of course. But then pick 27 isn't going to satisfy the Cats. So at the moment, the Cats want something better. He's contracted for next year, Jordan Clark, which means the Cats can keep him. Another club might have to get involved. But what do you think is a fair deal for Jordan Clark, who hasn't set the world on fire just yet, it must be said?
Yeah, absolutely. He's played 30-odd games in three seasons. He was originally a pick 15, being a fringe player at Geelong. You look, certainly you don't think he's a top 20 pick. You're not going to give up a pick inside 20 for someone like Jordan Clark. I understand that the Cats do have the upper hand because he is contracted. Maybe if 27 is a bit low for Jordan Clark, maybe it is somewhere slightly higher. So whether it's early 20s, mid-20s, you'd think that they'd be able to come to some sort of resolution. But I don't think, I mean, there's reports that maybe at the moment Geelong have asked for, you know, one of the first picks for Fremantle. Well, he's certainly not worth the top 10 and probably not top 20. No. But in the end, you'd think that that would get done somewhere in the 20s.
You think the Chera deal gets done from Fremantle to Carlton. That will give them pick six. Of course, they've already got pick eight. So a bit more water to go under the bridge there. Now, speaking of tugs of war, North Melbourne and Richmond currently locked in a negotiation. A tough one for Callum Coleman-Jones. Is he pick worth closer to pick 20, which is what Richmond want from North Melbourne, or pick 40, which is North Melbourne's later choice?
Yeah, well, again, it comes down to who's got the upper hand. So, yes, he may be worth around about a pick 20, maybe in the 20s. You know, not many key forward slash rucks come out and are available at his age who have shown at AFL level that they're capable with a bag of goals he kicked in a game earlier in the year. But the Kangaroos have the upper hand. If they don't like the deal that gets done, Coleman-Jones can just walk through to the preseason draft and the Kangaroos get him for nothing, a bit like what Carlton were able to do with Jack Martin a couple of seasons ago when Gold Coast weren't able to satisfy them. So at the end of the day, whether what he's worth, it's become slightly irrelevant because it's whatever Kangaroos are prepared to offer Richmond. If Richmond don't like it, well, you can see Coleman-Jones walking and they get nothing for him. So I think the Kangaroos will, then Richmond will come to some sort of agreement, but it certainly won't be pick 20.
What about the Richmond's picks? They're going to have their strongest draft hand in a decade since 2009 when they got Dustin Martin. They've got big moves planned in this year's draft and trade period, certainly to try and skip up that order. Ben Hobbs is an inside midfielder, tipped to go inside the top five. Richmond currently has pick 7, pick 15. Could get an extra third rounder because they've got a whole collection of picks, 7, 15, 26, 28, 38. They could get 40 from North. They got 42 and 47. They get Robbie Tarrant for free. So this is a big moving day or a big moving period for the Tigers instead of replenishing that list with some top-line talent. Do you think that's the right move for the Tigers to hit the draft, even though we still think they're going to be a very strong side in 2022?
Yeah, I think they're doing it beautifully, Richmond. I think it's a great blend. They've already got Robbie Tarrant. They can now go to the draft. As you said, with all those picks from 20 to 50, they might be able to bundle a bunch of them up and give them to, say, a Western Bulldogs who only need points to get Sam Darcy. The Dogs currently have pick 17. So if Richmond can walk away with, say, pick 7, 15 and 17, three picks inside 20, they need quality, not quantity. I think they'll nail this this trade period. They'll come out on top and you watch them be a top four contender again next year.
I tend to agree, Joey. Just last one for today. Sam Petrescu's seat now across 94 games at Carlton, 6 years, wasn't really able to produce that top-line talent that saw Carlton take him with pick number six, of course, from Halls Creek. A lot of excitement around him early doors, but didn't get his confidence, didn't settle under David Teague. Was dropped from the side this year, played in defence. He wants to be a midfielder forward at West Coast. Now, this is an interesting negotiation, Joey, because West Coast do not want to part with its first three picks. 10, 29, 35, 52 is the opening offer from West Coast for Sam Petrescu-Seaton in this negotiation. Now, that to me strikes me as a bargain. I think Dale Thomas has already said on Triple M that he could be one of the best value pickups of this trade period. What do you think? If they got him for 52, certainly worth a throw at the stumps, do you think?
Well, it's worth a throw at the stumps if you're giving up a pick, you know, after 50. Look, if Carlton aren't happy with that, I'm sure they'll work out some sort of pick swaps and they'll trade future picks and they'll get to something there. that they both agree on. But certainly, look, I don't think West Coast are going to want to give up too much for Petrevsky's seat. And I'm not even sure whether he'd start in their best 22 if their best team was fit and available for round one. Carlton have shown their hand that, you know, he wasn't in their best team this year. We're not quite sure what his best spot is unless Michael Voss sees something in him that the previous coaching staff at Carlton didn't, and they want to try and fight tooth and nail to keep him. I think Carlton will be prepared to let him go, free up another spot and let him see if he can rejuvenate his career back at home in Perth.
We've got all the big moves covered on Triple M Footy's Trade Tracker podcast. Thanks to Bosch Power Tools, we've got Sarah Olley and Dale Thomas, the former Carlton and Collingwood superstar, in the hot seats tomorrow. Stick with Triple M for all your trade news.
Triple M Footy's Trade Tracker podcast.
They're both heading in different directions.
Tradies, it's time to cut the cord with the new 18-volt bi-turbo brushless range from Bosch. Backed by an industry-leading 6-year warranty guarantee. To keep up with all the AFL trade news, follow Triple M Footy on Facebook and Instagram.